Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by our guest today, Dr. Richard Passwater, who's here courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. Those of you who are on the phones over the break, thank you for staying there, and we will get to you shortly. You know, the first hour we were discussing multivitamin supplements, and I just wanted to briefly go over some of the multivitamins that Solgar produces. They have the VM75, which is their premier one-a-day supplement. They have the VM2000, which is their two-a-day supplement. They have something called a male multiple formula, which is and a female multiple formula, by the way, both of which are meant to be taken one tablet three times a day. They have a product that Dr. Passwater likes called Omnium, which is a high antioxidant multi-formula, and that's a two-a-day formula. And a lot of these formulas are available with or without iron. They have prenatal formulas. They have an iron-free formula called Solavite. They have a vitamins-only formula, where if you don't want minerals for some reason, you can get a vitamins-only formula. So Solgar has multiples just about for everybody and for every number of tablets you're going to take. And if you want high antioxidants or if you're, a guy over 50 and you want a male formula or they have everything available. And these products are basically sugars-free, starch-free, gluten-free. So you don't have to worry, artificial color-free. And what's also wonderful is that for the next month at least, these products are going to be 40% off list at Wilner Chemists. That's 40% off list on any and all Solgar multiples. Buy one bottle, buy 10 bottles, doesn't matter. 40% off. Okay. Now, that said, you're still with us, Richard?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Enjoying it.
All right. You know what? We have a caller, Margaret, from Short Hills, New Jersey, who has a question about selenium, and maybe from that we can sort of broaden it, and you can tell us a little bit more. Margaret, welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hi. Well, I just walked in a few minutes ago. You were talking about malic acid, I believe, and I heard that Dr. Passwater was on, and I've read everything I think I can about him. I love what he writes. I'm an old lady, but his work on L-glutamine, I have his, I've given it up to my children, and his work on pycnogenol, I believe it was, and the antioxidants,
yeah,
in a big book from written in Louisiana with that Louisiana group where I'm from. And I just wanted to tell him that I have a lot of respect for him.
Well, thank you, Margaret. Thank you very much.
I also, I had cancer, and I really got into vitamins then, and I used to, and I took 400 milligrams of selenium because I had read then that it was so good for tumors, and now I read, well, you're supposed to go back to 200, and you don't know what to do. But the cancer centers, some of them who put out their vitamins, had 400 for their patients. Do you approve of that?
Margaret, it's a very complex question because different people have different genes, and it turns out that there's one particular gene, a single nucleotide polymorphism, that makes selenium compounds from whatever selenium nutrient you take,
make methionine.
And the problem is you just can't make a general recommendation. You have to know which group you are. Are you the one with the standard gene that takes these selenium compounds, or are you one member of the group of people who make a slightly modified version? So you're getting advice on one hand to take 200 micrograms and advice on the other hand to take 400 micrograms.
Right.
Really, we don't know the answer. I'm glad that the minimum that you're being told is 200 micrograms, because most likely in your diet you're probably getting 50 to 70 micrograms, and this still keeps you in a good range. Now, the evidence for prevention of cancer looks at 400 micrograms as being the ideal intake.
Well, I think that's what we were working off of then.
Well, that's for the prevention of cancer.
Oh, so, not even when you have it? Or, I mean, afterwards?
No, we don't know the answer because we haven't taken enough people and then separated them by the genes that they have and got the answer that would be definitive. You're going to be okay at either 200 or 400 micrograms.
Right.
You might be slightly better at one or the other. We can't tell you which one. To be err on the side of the conservative, please be sure you get 200 micrograms.
Okay, thank you. And I would like to ask you something else. It's not exactly about selenium, but I'm allergic to corn. To corn and, of all things, chicken. I'm an AB type blood, and I find the vitamin C is based on corn so often, and I'm told that it doesn't make any difference. But I'm wondering if that doesn't bother, if that's true. If the vitamin C that is based on a corn formula base or whatever, if it's different from the other vitamin C.
I think most corn or most vitamin C today go through a process where you can say it's corn derived, but so far removed that there are no traces. But again, one of the greatest scientists of all time, Dr. Roger Williams, points out biochemical individuality.
And I've read him too.
Some of us are different and are more sensitive than others, so you have to try different forms. One form that seems to be very purified is ester C, and it's in a very mild form. It's a calcium form, has some metabolites in it, and I don't hear of anybody having any corn allergy problems from this. The other should be okay for, or are okay for, 99% of the population.
Margaret, I agree with Dr. Passwater wholeheartedly. The vitamin C is corn derived, but after it goes through extractions and all the other things, there's no, you know, the vitamin C from corn, you know, is probably indistinguishable from vitamin C from another source. Okay, so 999 out of 1,000, you wouldn't know that you were getting vitamin C from corn. Does that make you feel any better?
Yes, it did. What you did say was okay, but I think as long as they have the other kind, I'm going to try to get it. I don't know what it's based on.
Okay, ester C is available. Solgar has ester C, by the way, if you want to get it. Yeah. Not too many companies have it. There's only a couple companies that have it. I know Solgar has it. A company called American Health has it. But, you know, you can get it from Solgar.
Would it be a C-based? You don't know that exactly. We'd have to ask the company, huh?
What?
Would it be based on a corn base or not?
Yeah, well, that's the point. It's not, even if it was corn-based, all the corn is gone. There is no corn left.
Okay. All right. Is there any way to get in touch with you, Dr. Passwater? I miss so much of your work. I'd like to maybe
Thank,
else.
Thank you, and keep reading. But you can reach me through the Solgar company. Just send something to their headquarters, and they'll get it to me.
Okay.
I'm in the research department, which is in Maryland, but they prefer everything goes through them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Margaret. And let's say hello to Eleanor from Hopatcong, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Okay. Okay, I had asked if there is a supplement for the drug Fludrocort, which is generic for Florinef.
And what do you mean, is there a...
Okay, that's to help keep the liquids and fluids in the body.
Okay, and so what do you want to know?
If there's a supplement for that particular drug.
I don't know that there's a supplement for any particular drug.
Oh, okay. Well, is there anything that would, a supplement that would help keep the fluids in the body, in the body cells?
I'm not sure I really know. Uh-huh. It just sounds a little, why is there a problem with the fluids? What, do you have a disease?
No, it's just something that came about, and it's like cortisol helps the body use sugar and fat for energy. And
whoa, but yeah, but that's something that the body is putting out. You're talking about a drug that you take, aren't you?
To keep it in, yes, to keep the fluids in the body, because you're losing them.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So that was a different question, Richard.
Yes, we have to depend on basic body chemistry to an electrolyte balance to maintain homeostasis.
Yeah, I just didn't understand what she was getting at. All right, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love talking to you. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Passwater, and we'll be back after these messages.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaro's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaro Formula's Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaro Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
I'll tell you, I'm glad Don found that Ideal Bowel Support. He wasn't a fun guy to be around when he got back from his Middle Eastern trip. And, you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is 35% off list. Doctor's Best is also 35% off. The full Natural Factors Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, and Enzymatic Therapy lines are 30% off. All Solgar multivitamin supplements are on sale at 40% off list. And there's more. Exactly what else is more? Well, we have deals on Natural, Jaro Formulas, Nordic Naturals, New Chapter, Allergy Research Group, even more than that. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com. You check the on sale tab, and while you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request our free catalog. You can also call for a catalog at 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, corner 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, the downtown store. 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And while you're on the Wilner.com website, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, audio files of previous radio shows. We have about a year and a half or more of radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your order on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll get back in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater. And we're here on the Wilner Window, and which is on WOR in New York City, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia, and our 800 number, 1-800-321-0710, works all the way down in Atlanta, too. So you guys listening can call in from there. Okay, let's talk to Tom from Yonkers, New York.
Hello. Quite a few years ago, I read a little book called The Longevity Factor by Dr. Passwater, and it talked about chromium picolinate and how it controlled blood sugar and aged glycation end products or something like that.
Right.
And I was very impressed with this book. And but more recently, I came across an article by Dr. Passwater in Jack Challen's book, and I didn't see chromium picolinate on the recommended list. And I was wondering what his current thinking is.
Okay, Dr. Passwater, you got any current thinking?
a little bit.
All right.
First of all, I'd like to thank, is it Tom?
Tom, yeah.
Tom, for reading that book. I really enjoyed writing that book. I thought it was exciting information, and even though most of my research had been in antioxidants, here was a parallel where we were looking at the consolidated compounds and the fact that they could be controlled, that essentially what we're saying, oxygen and similar compounds can oxidize proteins and cause problems, but sugars can too. High sugar level of the blood can interact with the protein in such a way as to cause damage that's just as bad as the other one, the antioxidants. So I was really only looking at half of the problem, and here we can see the regulation of blood sugar affects the other half. So I think that was very important information, and it's just sort of been lost over the last few years. Most people are just catching up with the antioxidant side of the equation. This is very important information, and chromium picolinate is, as Tom said, is very useful in controlling these AGEs, these advanced glycolysis.
Glycation, yeah.
The thinking's there, Arnie, the tongue isn't. AGE end products are very detrimental, and they can be better brought under control, keep from forming an excess by proper insulin, proper sugar levels, and chromium in a form of chromium picolinate is very important in helping regulate this. So, Tom, there hasn't been any change in the thinking. It's just that there hasn't been much publicity generated. Everybody's jumping on the antioxidant bandwagon, which is good, but there's still all the advantage from looking at the chromium and the transport of glucose, the regulation of glucose, the regulation of insulin as well. And a third arm that people don't speak about too much but very important is both of these compounds, the free radicals and the AGEs, can mutate DNA. And it's nice to prevent this as much as we can, but we have to look at what happens when the damage does occur. So we need more compounds out there that will help repair damaged DNA. And this is where I like products like AC11, which helps restore damage that has occurred to DNA in a body.
What was that again, Richard?
AC11.
AC.
That's what it used to be called. I don't know if it's still called that or not. It's compounds that we have in our product line, and they help stimulate the enzymes in the body that naturally repair both single strand and double strand breakage in DNA. And there's a lot of studies out there, mainly by Dr. Ronald Perot, that shows that this can increase the efficiency of repair and therefore do numerous.
Yeah, that's the cat's claw extract.
Yeah, it's kind of,
okay.
It's a
good,
special
good.
Extract from there. They're zeroing in more and more on which compounds do it, but again, the information's out there. It's just not in wide knowledge.
Okay, you know what? We have to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. Our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back in just a short moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable, nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And across the George Washington Bridge is going to cost you about 90 minutes from 95. Express lanes, 30 minutes from the locals, 20 to 25 from all other approaches. Holland Tunnel out of town, about a 25-minute delay, and we have a stalled vehicle that was inside the tube that's been cleared away, but that delay could build just a little bit for you. Inbound side, not too bad. And over at the Lincoln Tunnel, it's about a 15 to 20-minute wait heading into town. Outbound side, about a 5-minute wait from the 11th Avenue approach. Elsewhere in the five boroughs, seeing some slow traffic on the Cross Bronx Expressway, eastbound side of Jerome Avenue. Disabled vehicle has the right lane blocked off. This is adding to the headaches of folks traveling on the New York bound GW Bridge. Westbound side sluggish as you head in towards 3rd Avenue. Lots of delays over at the Whitestone Bridge heading into Queens. This report is brought to you by AutoZone. Now at AutoZone, improve your gas mileage when you save $2 instantly on a 12-ounce bottle of Gum Out Regain Fuel System Cleaner. Restrictions and details at the store. Get to AutoZone today. I'm Bill Powers. That's a look at WOR traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available, organic resveratrol, from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France. Resveratrol has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Reserve Oz is all-natural, patent-pending manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantees that you will receive the highest levels of purity, quality, and freshness. With the inclusion of regular exercise and a healthy diet, Reserve Oz will help you feel energized, look radiant, and rediscover youth. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Oz Organics. Reserve Oz supplements are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Reserve Oz Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Passwater. And Dr. Passwater is here today courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company, and we thank them for making his visit possible. Okay, let's get back to the phones. And Anne from Newark, New Jersey, you're next.
Yes, I have a question regarding whether or not there is a natural supplement that would act as a diuretic or would have the same effect as a water pill.
Diuretic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there are some supplements which would do that. However, I would just tell you that they wouldn't be as potent or as strong as the prescription diuretics that you get. Okay, I'll just name a few. And there are herbs, and one is called Uva Ursi. Another one is juniper berries. A third one is corn silk. And lastly, an extract of asparagus. I think enzymatic therapy makes a product that's an extract of asparagus that's also a mild diuretic. So companies have some combinations of those products, the Uva Ursi and the corn silk and the juniper. And we have them at Wilner Chemists. I don't know the names of them, but, I know Solgar used to have an herbal diuretic formula. It may be a dirty word to use the word diuretic when you're talking about natural supplements. I don't think the FDA likes that. So a lot of companies sort of disguise it so you don't have that diuretic as part of the name. But those are the things that will work as natural diuretics.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Let's see. Craig from New City, New York. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Nice to have Dr. Passwater on. I wanted to ask him a couple questions with his biochemistry background. He might be able to fill me in.
Sure.
One question's on chromium, one's on calcium. On the chromium, I've heard a lot of things about the polynicotinate form of chromium as being at least as good as, if not better, than the chromium picolinate, and I was wondering what his thoughts were on that.
Okay, Richard, the picolinate or the picolinate versus the polynicotinate?
Good question. Both are good. The polynicotinate has been studied, I think, more in terms of cholesterol-lowering effects, and the picolinate or picolinate, whichever you prefer, has been studied more in terms of insulin effects and sugar control. The net result is that somehow whatever form the body is using can work through either of these, and they're both good. My research has been limited to animal studies with the chromium. I've used GTF in some of my early, that was a precursor, and then the picolinate in the later studies.
Right.
So I haven't really done anything myself with the polynicotinate, but I've looked at other studies, and they look very good. So I wouldn't be so concerned as much as which form, as knowing that both forms are studied and both forms are good. I would have a preference based on my own research, but I don't see biochemically any problems to worry about. Certainly better than chromium chloride, so you'll be winning with either one of them.
Yeah, it's a marketing thing at certain points. You know, one company markets a picolinate, and one company markets the polynicotinate. And but as Dr. Passwater said, as long as you're using chromium, they'll probably both get the job done for you. And you had a second question,
yeah.
Craig.
Calcium, the coral calcium, can you use, I know that's good for helping to make the body acidic. Is it also okay to use that as a for the bones, or would you have to use the calcium, coral calcium for the acidity, and then the calcium citrate for the bone?
Well, I'm sorry. As a biochemist, I don't buy into any particular advantage with the source of the calcium. What is more important is the form of the calcium when it reaches your gut, and whether or not the conditions of the gastric fluids will encourage the best absorption of the calcium. I would tend to look at the studies that have been clinically done, and they've used various forms of calcium. And in fact, some of the biggest calcium researchers are constantly looking at whether calcium from this source and calcium in that form is better. And Arnie can jump in on this and tell what the latest research is. But basically, I found, Arnie, is that if you take the calcium with food, it's going to be absorbed. But if you're a person with low acid and taking it by itself, then maybe the citrate's going to be a little bit better. What do you think?
Absolutely correct. The coral calcium is no more than a calcium carbonate. You know, the same as limestone or the same as any of the carbonate forms.
So that tells me then that for the purpose of acidity and lowering the acidity, you would take the coral calcium, but then you'd want to.
You don't need it. It's any calcium that's a carbonate. It doesn't have to be coral.
No. What I'm just saying is
it's just right. What I'm saying is you don't need to spend the extra money on a coral form.
Okay.
All right. Now, okay. Dr. Passwater is absolutely correct. You take the calcium in. The first thing is it has to get sort of dissolved in the stomach. Now, the citrate form is already dissolved, so you don't have to worry about the acid. If you're using a carbonate form or a coral form, you have, as Dr. Passwater said, you have to make sure you have enough acid to get that calcium, you know, into a solution. All right? Now, at that point, that's where the vitamin D comes in. And the vitamin D is important to make sure that the calcium gets absorbed out of the stomach into your blood. All right? So it's that's where the D comes in. Now, you have now the calcium has gotten out of the stomach and calcium is in your blood. Now, where do you want the calcium to go? You want the calcium to go into your bones. That's where the vitamin K2 comes in. The MK7 product, okay? That's the one derived from natto, natural form of vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 prevents the calcium from going into your arteries and capillaries and depositing there. That's why it's important that anyone concerned with osteoporosis, which is most people, should be taking a good form of calcium or a form of calcium that you know is getting into your blood, the vitamin D and the vitamin K2.
Okay.
Does that help a little, Craig?
Yeah, I was just concerned about, should I take both forms because one's more
there's, number one, why are you so concerned about the acidity?
I'm probably a little prone to being acidic, and I know the calcium, the coral calcium, is known to deacidify the body slightly, and so I wanted to take it for that purpose. But then I wasn't sure if it was good for building bone, and if I should take both.
If it's going to do one, it'll do the other.
Okay.
But if it's building bone, remember you need the vitamin K2 as well.
K2 and the D.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Great day.
Okay. Olga from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi. I will be taking an abdominal operation within the next 2 months. How can I reduce my homocysteine level and C-reactive protein levels quickly? I am presently taking 500 milligrams of B6, 1,000 milligrams of B12, and Folipro, a methyl type of folic acid, which is 800 micrograms.
Right.
What is the highest dosage I can take of these supplements without the level becoming toxic?
Okay, first of all, taking the Folipro, which is a tetrahydrofolate form of folic acid, is a good thing. Taking the vitamin B12, you said you're taking 1,000 micrograms?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good dose of B12. No problem if you wanted to take a little more of that. B6, you don't need heroic dosages. B6, if you're taking 50 to 100 milligrams, that's fine. You seem to mention 500 milligrams.
No, just 50. I'm taking 50, sometimes 100.
I've been
taking this for the last 6 months or longer, and my level of homocysteine is between 14 and 18. It's much too high. So
okay.
These levels are not working.
Let's check in with Dr. Passwater. You know, Richard, the from what I've read, usually the folic acid and the B12 and the B6 does a nice job on lowering homocysteine, and she's having a bit of a problem.
Yeah, there's genetic differences here, and the efficiency of some of the enzymes that go about these conversions. The raw nutrients are one part of it. The other part is how well does the hand, the body move the methyl groups around to do what it has to do to lower the homocysteine. So while standard dosages work for the majority of people, there are individuals where it doesn't work. If you're taking the tetrahydrofolate, I would suggest that you give a try to a product called Metoflowin, which is the form that's used in the body and directly goes into this process and bypasses a few of the steps. So try some just plain Metoflowin in with that arrangement and see if it helps you at all.
Does your company make that?
Yes, we do.
And how do you spell it?
Metoflowin. Meta, M-E-T-A.
Yep.
Folin, F-O-L-I-N.
It's made by Solgar. It's not too expensive, and that would be a good suggestion. Another thing I could, another supplement I would mention is called trimethylglycine, and that's available as a supplement. Another name for it is betaine. And that's a donor of methyl groups, and
right.
That's what you need to do. You need to methylate the homocysteine.
Exactly so, right.
So you may want to add trimethylglycine. It's available also as a supplement. Okay, Olga?
Can I also take dimethylglycine, the dimethyl type?
Dimethyl works, too, but not as good as trimethyl because it has an extra methyl.
Yeah.
Sometimes I heard betaine is a connected hydrochloric acid.
No, this is the betaine without the hydrochloric acid.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. See you
all
guys.
Right.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for that call. And guess what? It's time for another short break. Our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after these messages.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose high gamma natural vitamin E complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's high gamma natural vitamin E complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. And I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter gives you the whole truth. All righty, and we're here with our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater, and we're answering some of your questions. Let's say hello to John from Amityville, Long Island. Hi, John.
Hello, yes. My question is there a benefit from taking CoQ10 or fish oil to help a valve from your heart that's kind of clogged in a 89-year-old woman who doesn't want to go through bypass? Would something like CoQ10 be a help, or fish oil?
It would be helpful in general for the heart. I don't think it's going to be specifically helpful for her problem. So I would have to say no.
Well, Arnie, it actually sounded like there were two problems that John was talking about. One might have been the valve, the atrial valve maybe, and the other one sounded like clogged arteries in the coronary arteries. So that's really two problems. And
no, I'm sorry, maybe I misled you. It's a clogged valve. The artery wasn't mentioned by the cardiologist. A clogged valve, yeah.
Well, if the valve is clogged, it's a little bit late. But if it was just leaking a little bit, then coenzyme Q10 could be helpful. People with atrial valve problems have been helped. But if it's pretty well messed up, she might need a new valve put in and maybe a bypass as well. But they can do wonders these days.
Mm. Yeah, that's okay. That's the answer, John. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Barbara from Valley Stream, Long Island.
Oh, yes, hello. I have been told to avoid taking iron in the supplements or anything. Now, I'd like to know what foods have iron that I should avoid.
Iron is found in all animal products, pretty much.
Oh, you mean meat? And
you got it.
How about fish?
I'm not sure. Does fish have much iron, Richard? Do you know?
They have they have blood that has hemoglobin in it, so there's some, but they're not like the red meats, where you have a whole lot of iron-containing compounds. But
how about vegetables and fruit?
Well, that's how animals get it. They eat vegetables that contain iron. Raisins is a historically popular source of iron. They need it to carry out their reactions where chlorophyll helps take in carbon dioxide and make oxygen and other compounds. And
I've heard of prunes. Is prunes, and what about beets?
They're a good source of iron, but you'll find wherever there's iron in the soil, the plants do well on it and take it up and make it a form that animals can eat and use for their purposes. But the animals concentrate it more than the vegetables to supply them with.
Okay. Barbara, what you need to do is you need to have your doctor put you in touch with someone called a dietitian. That's what dietitians do. They go through stuff and they say you can eat this and not eat this, and that's what you should do, because otherwise you're going to be get yourself a little nuts trying to run around and figure out what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. So it's a have your doctor put you in touch with his dietitian.
Thanks so much.
All right, Barbara. All right, we have an Atlanta caller. Shirley, you're live on the Wilner Window. Hello,
Hi.
Shirley.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to know, with putting vitamins and minerals and water and dissolving them, am I still getting the same nutritional value from them?
Why do you want to do that, Shirley?
Well, because I have had problems with it, taking the pill capsule with my stomach.
What I would suggest you do if you think you have problems dissolving, is buy a formula such as Solgar has a formula called Multi 2 capsules. There, the powder is inside a capsule that you can pull apart. And what I would suggest you do is pull the capsule apart and swallow the powder and wash it down with a little water, if that's what you have to do. Okay, but I don't think you need to dissolve, you know, wait to dissolve tablets or anything. You don't have to dissolve it in water. Just, you know, take it, put it on a spoon, take it, wash it down, and you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
That would be my advice.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Arnie, a problem with trying to dissolve them, the fat-soluble vitamins are not soluble in water,
yeah,
so they would be missed. So what you said makes much more sense.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I agree. I always try and make sense. You know that.
Hey, we agree on that.
Prefer to make dollars, but sense is good, too. Okay.
Where's Don?
I'm going to remember that next time you want a restaurant.
I take it back. I want to eat with you up at the restaurant up the street, Richie's.
Okay, Arthur from Manhattan, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a question in regard to pyrimethaminobenzoic acid. About 50 years ago, Dr. Anna Oslin in Hungary was using it to treat debilitated people, and Dr. Carlton Fredericks was getting injections of the potassium salts of pyrimethaminobenzoic acid. I'd like to know Dr. Passwater's opinion of pyrimethaminobenzoic acid, which is no longer available in a B-complex formula.
Oh, well, it's available by itself. You can get PABA by itself.
I see.
You know, it's not a problem. Solgar has pyrimethaminobenzoic acid. So
if I don't have it in my supplements now, should I go out of my way to get it? Or I think
okay,
black sap molasses used to be a source for that.
Okay, what do you think about PABA, Dr. Passwater?
Well, it used to be a standard. It was thought to be very important, and it grew out of popularity that people weren't buying. I don't know what the bad publicity was. People weren't buying PABA. It was part of sunscreen lotions, and people didn't want it. And that, it was part of the vitamins, and they just stopped buying it. So the manufacturers took it out, but it used to be very important to us.
Well, Solgar didn't take it out. I'm looking at the formula. It's BM75 has PABA.
Uh-huh.
BM2000 has PABA. You know, and I'm looking at some of the others. At least those two have PABA.
Yeah, I win some arguments and lose some. We won that one.
Okay, Dr. Passwater. Okay, right now we need to pause for a message from New Chapter.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for.
Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Homega, a 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. Dr. Passwater, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Art. It's always a pleasure to be with you and Don.
Yeah.
Sorry, Don couldn't make it today. I understand he had a wedding, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Not his wedding, but it's a wedding. Okay. Thanks, Doc. Thanks, Richard. Take care.
You too, Arn.
Okay. We'll be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock, 2 to 4, just like we always are. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. And make sure to stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini immediately following The Wilner Window at 4 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.